what we've seen so far is that placement of pots of food before Shabbos with raw ingredients, without the food being yet cooked at all, is not allowed directly on a flame, and that therefore you must, in that case, have the flame covered so that two things are accomplished. The fire is not as intense, the heat is not as intense, and there's a reminder to you that it's Shabbos, we're not supposed to raise or lower the flame, even if, because it's a pot of raw food, you still are concerned that it might not get cooked. However, when you have a blech with these reminders, then it is allowed. But even then, it's best to bring the food up to at least the point where it's somewhat edible before Shabbos, even using a blech. And that's because the Chazon Ish felt that with a blech, you're really not causing the fire to be weaker or not as intense. You're putting something in between the fire and your food, but the fire itself is not mitigated. Whereas the classic case described in the Gemara is a case in which there are ashes laid down on top of the fire, or the fire itself has burnt to such an extent that now there are naturally a layer of ashes with the fire yet only burning beneath that layer of ashes. It's not quite the same as a flame of your choosing, the height being exactly as you want it to be, and then there's a piece of metal between the flame and the pot. And you can sense that it's not exactly the same. The Chazon Ish therefore said it's not quite what the Gemara describes as a layer of ashes that's going to mitigate the level of heat. So therefore, it's better to have the food partially cooked and placed on a blech before Shabbos. But certainly, if the requirements, the needs, the exigencies of a particular case, whether it be that suddenly guests appear and there are more people than you thought they're going to be, you forgot, something just was forgotten, and you say, oh, I wanted to make such and such a dish, and I'll feel so badly if it's not prepared. Certainly in the case of a short Erev Shabbos and you just had no choice but to come home at 3:30 and 4 o'clock and just quickly put something up. So b'diavad, certainly placement of raw food of any kind on a blech is permissible. But you do need to know, and we'll talk about this much more in weeks to come, you do need to know that because the food is raw and it's still cooking and will be cooking on Shabbos, you can't move that pot around on the blech. You know, you might want to, in some instances, to move it to that part of the blech where the heat is hotter, where the fire is more intense, that part where the fire actually is right below the blech. You couldn't do that on Shabbos. So if you want to have the raw food in a pot on a blech cook on Shabbos, it's got to be set up before Shabbos exactly the way you want it to be. And you have to plan on keeping it covered. Because remember, if a food is not fully cooked and you uncover it to see, let's see what's going on, and you open it up and you take a look and you know, you can't then recover it. Because since it's not fully cooked, the act of covering the pot on Shabbos would constitute promotion of cooking. So therefore, it's obviously best to have the food edible before Shabbos and placed on a blech. But in the event that that was not possible, then it's permissible to put this raw food on the blech to cook on Shabbos, but don't move it until you take it off to eat. Because if you move it closer to where the fire is hotter, it constitutes cooking. If you uncover it and cover it, that constitutes cooking. We'll talk more about those issues in weeks to come. We're trying to concentrate right now on the preparations made before Shabbos and how to set up what's known as the shehiyos, meaning the shehiyah, the preparation where something is placed in a certain way and is left that way from before Shabbos so that you can eat the food when Shabbos comes. Now, there is another even greater, quote-unquote, b'diavad, meaning where you don't want to do it, but if you have absolutely no choice. For example, one goes away for Shabbos and is in a motel or a hotel in a situation where you don't have a blech. You do have your pot. You brought some pots with you. You brought some pots and you said, okay, I'm going to put up a chont. And then you look at this nice stovetop, maybe an electric stovetop in a efficiency in a place that you've rented, and you don't have a blech, and all you've got is this electric stovetop and your pot. And you want to have a chont on Shabbos. You want to have chamim. You want to have hot, warm food. It's very important. Well, the truth is that this is only b'di'avad and should only be done when you have no choice but to do the following. And that is, b'di'avad, putting up a pot of food that is raw but has in it an ingredient where, with a low flame, certainly you're not going to be able to eat it for the meal Friday night. And you put it up not an hour or two before Shabbos, but just as Shabbos begins. Meaning you can set it all up and then let it sit there from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Let's say Shabbos is at 4:15. And at 4:10, right, at the time when you're about to light candles, you turn the stove top on and you put the pot on the burner on a low flame. And that is if it has meat as an ingredient, raw meat as an ingredient. The concept being that a piece of raw meat placed in this pot with other food is not going to be edible in, let's say, 45 minutes to an hour. You finish davening and your family comes back from shul, or if it's away, maybe wherever they've made minyan, they come back and they're having their meal, let's say, an hour after Shabbos starts. That piece of raw food, because it's meat, is still raw and not edible. So we're not worried that you're going to end up promoting cooking, raising the flame, or otherwise tampering with the pot, mixing it. We're not worried that you'll do that, because after all, it's not going to be edible at night anyway. You're leaving it overnight anyway. And therefore, in the most extreme circumstances, with a piece of raw meat, you'd be allowed to put up this food this way right before Shabbos begins. And again, it doesn't mean that you have to, you know, in the last moment start putting all the ingredients together. You can put all the ingredients into the pot and put it all together an hour before Shabbos starts, but don't put it on the flame or the electric gas top, range top, until it's absolutely the last moment before Hadlakas Neiros. This is without a blech. This is without a blech, and this is where there are no possibilities of doing it any other way, and you will not have warm food on Shabbos unless you do it this way, and it is only with meat. Because with that kind of an ingredient, there's no concern that you're going to get busy with the pot on Shabbos in order to have hot food Friday night. Now, this is something that, again, we have to be honest. We have to be intellectually honest. This is not something that you say, well, it's okay if, so I can do it now. No. This is only to be done in the most extreme circumstances. But it's important to mention, because it would be a shame to be stuck someplace with a kosher pot and a stovetop and ingredients that you brought with you, but you got there much too late to find a blech or to otherwise set up something that would be permissible in a normal fashion of what we call shihiyah. And you're stuck and you're figuring out, like, what am I going to do? So therefore, wait till the last minute to put up the food. If it has meat in it, then there is reason, and certainly poskim on whom to rely, who would say that this is considered permissible. But again, be careful that on Shabbos, certainly at no time Friday night, should you uncover that pot. Let alone, you know, move it, let alone stir anything that's in it. Because as we're going to learn in future weeks, stirring a pot might constitute a malacha d'oraisa, if it promotes cooking. And therefore, you make sure, if in those circumstances you had no choice but to put up the food as it was raw before Shabbos with the piece of meat in the pot, do not move the pot, do not uncover it, and cover it, do not stir the pot. Always a good idea in life, don't stir the pot too much, right? Now, as far as a stove top is concerned, which is what we've been really talking about, the last issue to discuss might be what today commonly is called a kedera blech, where there is an effort on the part of the manufacturer to claim that this is more than just a blech, that it's actually to be considered like what we used to classically call kedera al gabe kedera, where if you put another pot of food on it, it's one pot on top of another pot, and arguably it's really not very much the truth because that's not a pot, it's a blech meant to be used with water and does not conspicuously announce this is not a place of typical cooking. When you have an overturned pot or a pot that's just sitting with its food on the blech, and then on top of that you put another pot of dry food fully cooked, and you put that on Shabbos, that's kedera al gabe kedera. So if you want to use the classic blech, you certainly can put, and we'll talk about that in weeks to come, you can put a fully cooked food in a pot on top of a pot that's on the blech. But to put a pot on your kedera blech may not be actually kedera al gabe kedera. In other words, there are many, many poskim who feel, and I would advise to abide by those opinions, who say that the kedera blech is really no different than the standard blech. Yes? Now, what we also have to talk about when we talk about setting up food before Shabbos is the inside of our ovens. What may one put inside the oven before Shabbos for it to cook or for it to stay hot from before Shabbos till Shabbos? And then we'll talk about the issue of the ovens themselves. Inside an oven, one has one of two physically different situations. It depends on whether it's a gas oven or an electric oven. In all gas ovens, all, the fire is somewhat covered. It might be fully covered, it may be covered with holes in it, but the fire is not exposed. Unless you're using the broiler, the fire is not exposed. That does not mean that it's called katum, that the fire is covered to mitigate heat. It is not. It's the normal way in which that oven is used. Therefore, you cannot argue that, well, there's a blech because the fire is covered. The whole idea of covering a fire is to cause the heat to be weaker, where normally during the week you wouldn't do that. That's not the case here. Here the fire is covered because that's exactly the way the oven is meant to be used. It's not covered to lower the heat. It's not covered by you for Shabbos sake. There's no reminder and there's no lessening or mitigating of heat. The same certainly applies to those many electric ovens where if you look at the bottom of your oven, you actually see an electric coil, which of course turns red hot. And that certainly is right there, exposed. And you can't cover it because you'll probably destroy the oven if you attempt to put some kind of a covering or blech onto that. So that means that our ovens, where you open the door and put the food in to cook, really constitute a bigger problem for Shabbos sake than the stovetop. Whereas the stovetop can be covered with a blech, the inside of your oven cannot. And that means that when you have, again, a raw food that's not been cooked, like a challah, as an example, and you want to cook it last minute, right before Shabbos, you put it in the oven, you may not put a pot of food that's raw into your oven right before Shabbos. You may not put it in 15 minutes before Shabbos. You may not put it in at all, unless it's going to become at least half-cooked before Shabbos starts. And even then, as we've learned, it would be better to have it fully cooked because of the fact that there is a great ongoing dispute for now centuries whether or not it's permissible to continue from the point of half-cooked to fully cooked without the fire being mitigated and a reminder that you should not tamper with what's being cooked. To make it a little bit better, at least make sure it's half-cooked and take the knob off. That's not to say that removing the knob is going to make it be classically gara fakata. Most poskim say that that is not the case. But at least you're adding the reminder and making it difficult for you to raise the flame on your raw food. Remember, this is raw food that you're putting in right before Shabbos, and you're hoping that it cooks up inside the oven and that it'll be ready to eat at whatever point in time. So it has to be at least half cooked. Otherwise, you're not allowed to put it in the oven. And then it's best, if you have to do it this way, to put it in half cooked, at the very least, and remove the knob so that at least you've got a reminder that you're not allowed to raise the flame. Again, another issue is going to be very important, that you can't open the oven and say, let me see how my roast is doing, because you can't close that oven door if that roast is not fully cooked. You will not be allowed to close the oven door because an open oven cooks very little and doesn't cook quite well. And now, on Shabbos, if you've opened the door, and now your roast is not fully cooked, and you go, oh, it needs another hour. Yeah, it needs another hour. You're absolutely right. But you can't close the oven door, because that's going to make it 400, 300, whatever degrees you want it to be, where it won't be that way with the door open. And now that you've opened the door and uncovered the pot, you're not allowed to cover the pot. Not allowed to cover, you're not allowed to close the oven door. So therefore, you really don't want to get into this unless you absolutely have no choice. Again, someone who's traveled and they're away for Shabbos and they want to have chalent the next day, and yeah, in that case, you'll take your pot or your aluminum pan, put in the ingredients for your chalent, seal it all up, put it in the oven, turn it on, take the knob off, leave it that way until the next morning. There's a common recipe that people have, and I highly recommend it. It's for the naval pastrami, and you know, you put it in an inch or an inch and a half of water, absolutely, you know, raw, pickled, and all ready to go, and then you put it down into that water, cover it, and it cooks overnight, you know. So that's something you're allowed to do because of what we learned before, which is what? That with raw meat, you're looking at me as if you're not sure that that's a good recipe. I don't share many recipes because I'm not a mumcha. That's not my line. I'm in a different line of work. But that's a good one. And if you keep a piece of meat that's raw, whether it's an ingredient in the chalent or it's the main ingredient, because that's what you're doing, you're cooking a roast, and it's completely raw when you put it into that oven before Shabbos. So yes, in that case, being careful not to open the oven, not to uncover the pot, not to check on it, in that case, because it's raw meat, you'd be allowed to do it. Otherwise, inside an oven, it's got to be either at least half cooked. Otherwise, you cannot put food into an oven before Shabbos to cook. Or it has to have meat as an ingredient and raw meat as an ingredient right before Shabbos. So because it's raw and you're putting it in right before Shabbos, there's very little chance that you're going to start playing with it in order to have some of it Friday night, because it's just not going to make it. It's not going to make it until 10, 11 hours of cooking. So therefore, we're not worried that you're going to tamper with it. Let's take some questions. The question was whether we have a problem opening an oven on Shabbos, which will be discussed next time, but certainly the issue would be if the food's not fully cooked, you can't close the oven. That would be the problem.
Well, in Shabbos, supposedly the temperature doesn't change. The Shabbos mode keeps it at that temperature no matter what.
Shabbos mode promotes many good things and helps in many ways, but it still can't keep the temperature of the oven in defiance of an open door. It means that the oven is working at a particular temperature and trying to reach and maintain, let's say, 350 at all times. But if you open the door, that means necessarily that closing the door afterward raises the heat. Even just for a moment, but it raises the heat and restores the earlier level of heat. That you can't do on Shabbos. Yes? The crock pot is going to be next week in Mirtz Hashem. It's a very good question, that crock pot, and there are a number of opinions about how and which crock pots can be used and in what way, and we'll do that in Mirtz Hashem next week.